Let's go to Frank Solich. Good morning, Frank. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you.
Thank you for your time. Obviously, getting back to the office, talk about the 33-31 setback against Marshall when you watch the film.
Yeah, obviously a disappointing loss for us. Marshall's a very good football team. You know, we just didn't do enough things at the end of the game to get it won. Took the lead in the fourth quarter, but wasn't able to sustain it. You know, there's some things that that we're going to have to certainly work at. You know, in terms of possession time and total plays run in the ball game, we're behind in that area. And obviously, you look at our yards per play, whether it's rushing, whether it's passing. We're doing very well in those categories. We're just not getting enough snaps.
And a reminder for our writers
comes
on the clock,
back to
star one.
That comes back to keeping drives alive some, but also comes back to a large degree with us in terms of getting the other team's offense off the field and getting ours on it.
Again, a reminder for our writers on the call, please hit star one on your keypad for questions for Coach Solich. Frank, again, the playmaking ability of Nathan Rourke, just talk about what special talent he is to your Bobcats offense.
Yeah, he really has been special from the day he arrived on campus in terms of leadership, energy level, how he prepares for games, how he prepares in the off season. All of that are special things when it comes to Nathan. And so he's really helped guide our football team and move our program forward in a lot of different ways. Obviously, he's playing very, very well right now. You know, he was not feeling well the day before the Pitt game, had a temperature, was able to still play the next day and performed well for certainly the circumstances that were there. But if you look at his history here and, you know, just this last ball game, what he's been able to do. You know, he showed really good speed on the long run. You know, I know he's got good speed, but you know, I think in the off season he's worked to where he's increased his speed some, and I think that's certainly showed on that particular play.
Frank, looking ahead to Week 4 and hosting Louisiana Lafayette, just talk about some of the challenges they'll present to you both offensively and defensively.
Yeah, they're a really good football team. You know, they went to a bowl obviously last year, and you know, they're ranked very high in their conference. They're a stable program that's really shown itself very, very well throughout the course of the last so many years. So we know that they'll bring an excellent football team here. They're capable, as you can tell by the scores that they're putting up in each of the games, that they're capable of putting a ton of points on the board. So it's going to be a real test for us defensively. And then also in terms of offense, our offense against their defense, they're very quick, very athletic defensive football team. And so, you know, there's not one thing that you can just say, hey, we're going to take advantage of this area and really hit it hard. They're well-versed in stopping the run and stopping the pass, put pressure on the quarterback. And so, you know, it'll be, I think, a hard-fought football game and a very good football game.
Well, Frank, we appreciate your time. We'll let you get back to preparation for Louisiana. I want to wish you the best of luck on Saturday, and we'll talk to you again next Monday morning.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Frank, again for the Ohio Bobcats coming off a 33-31 loss to Marshall. Again, in that contest, quarterback Nathan Rourke, 215 yards passing for 3 touchdowns and another 118 yards rushing and 1 score. For Ohio, they'll be hosting Louisiana Lafayette this coming Saturday, September 21st at 2 p.m. Eastern. That game available on ESPN+.